What's going on, guys? Checking in for another episode of the Upgrade Lifestyle Podcast. And what I wanted to talk about today, I'm actually doing my Hour of Power, which is basically 1 hour of cardio, at least. Sometimes I like to do more, but typically I like to do 1 hour of cardio. And while I'm doing 1 hour of cardio, I choose between either A, doing a blend of 10 minutes of affirmations, maybe 10 minutes of affirmations in my ear, my headphones while I'm doing cardio. But typically what I do is 1 hour of cardio at a speed of anywhere from 2.5 to 4 at a steady pace. And I like to read for that hour. So I grab a book, and if you guys, you know, obviously look at the treadmill, it has a section right in front of you. And the treadmills that I go to in my community, I live in an apartment complex right now, and they have a nice private little gym. And within this private little gym, they have treadmills. And these treadmills have these little two, I don't know what they're called, but they're these two little slots, like just right there in the middle. And it literally fits my book perfectly. So I bring my book, I flip it open. How you doing, man? I was just saying hi to some of the locals here. I like saying hello. But yeah, I put my book in here and it fits perfectly. And a lot of people have asked me from months and months, from years now of doing this, hey man, are you sure you're doing that? How do you really even do that? How are you able to read, you know, while you're walking? And guys, I'm not trying to be mean, but it's not that hard. When you're walking on a treadmill, you're not, you know, jumping around. I'm not running on a treadmill. I'm speed walking. And if you can't do it speed walking, slow down your speed and just walk. But to highlight the point, it's not hard. And again, practice makes perfect. So when I first started, it was slightly difficult. That's it. Just slightly difficult. You might read a little bit slower than normal, but you eventually pick up on it. Practice makes perfect. And another thing that I would say is I've actually gotten up to the speed where I can comfortably go to speed 5 or 6 if I want to, and I can still read. And of course, I'm moving up and down now, and the speed at which I can read is decreased substantially. I totally understand that and agree, but you can still do it. And the reason I like to do this hour of power is simply because I like to do something called trend stacking. And trend stacking here is basically finding multiple things that are working really well, okay, and trying to combine them together. And reading for your mind is the equivalent of exercise for your muscles and body. So I like to combine both of them together, and I like to knock both of those out as the first thing in my day to start it. Why do I do that? Because I feel like you're supposed to give the first couple of hours to yourself. Also, if you are able to do 1 hour of cardio and do 1 hour of reading at the same time, you're knocking out two birds with one stone. But also, even if you did nothing for the rest of the day, which sometimes happens to us, we get stuck. We don't want to do anything later. You know, we end up not fulfilling any of the goals and tasks that we set out to do today. If you do none of the things that you really wanted to do for the day, if you just did this routine right here, the hour of power, and you forgot to do all the other stuff in the day, well, you still got something done. And it's probably more than most people. And why I'd say that is because 1 hour of reading a day and 1 hour of cardio a day, I mean, compounded over a couple of years, literally if you did nothing else other than this, you would be very smart. I don't want to say very smart, but you would be way smarter than you are today. You would know so much. I mean, I don't know how many books you could read. Your speed of reading would increase. So you'd go through more books, you'd be consistently reading, and if you're reading the right stuff, man, I mean, give it, it's going to take you longer, but you're going to definitely win no matter what. I mean, come on. Obesity is one of the biggest problems in America right now. Diabetes is one of the biggest problems. That's coming from lifestyle activities, right? So if we're able to combat one of the biggest issues in America, which is obesity and, you know, gaining too much weight, diabetes, these different type of things, you know, just 1 hour of cardio every single morning. On top of that, you're doing 1 hour of reading. You're gonna be leaps and bounds ahead of your competition and just generally people in general, right? I think one of my favorite mentors earlier in my day, his name was Dan Kennedy. And Dan Kennedy said basically that, you know, if you spent 1 hour every single day reading about one topic, at the end of the year, you'd actually be smarter than most of the people in the world on that one topic. Just 1 year, 1 hour a day. That's how easy it is. But if we go ahead and let's say we bump this up to 2 hours a day, let's say we bump it up to 3 hours a day. And guys, it's not really hard because I'm not sprinting. I'm not sweating profusely within like, you know, 10 to 15 minutes because the speed is at like 8 or 9 or I'm doing HIIT training and I'm going up and down. I'm going at a consistent pace. And so these are the two trends right here. These are the two things that I'm trying to stack on top of each other. The reading for the brain, the certain, you know, the health benefits of cardio. And also, here's another interesting one. You know, Tony Robbins and Jim Rohn, you know, well, Tony Robbins coined it, but Jim Rohn is his mentor. And there's a saying that I really like is, emotion comes from motion. So I feel like when he said that, and he said, you know, neurons that wire together, fire together, or fire together, wire together. So I said, whoa, let me go ahead and get myself in motion, which is cardio. And then this is going to spark emotion. And then if neurons that fire together wire together, well, while that's happening and I'm in an emotionally peak state because I'm doing cardio and my lungs are going in and out and I'm gasping for breath and I'm sweating and there's this thing going on here, there's a heightened emotion, and guess what I'm doing while that heightened emotion's there and my neurons are firing? Right before they start wiring, I'm consuming information that I'd like to consume. And right now I am consuming Mr. Van Geest and Ismail and Malone. If anyone can tell me a book that is written by these three gentlemen, you are Upgrade Lifestyle certified. If you already knew the book, you're already Upgrade Lifestyle certified. And if you go ahead and learn about the book right after, you're now Upgrade Lifestyle certified. So it's a win-win all three ways. But this is the Hour of Power. And I wanted to bring this to you guys because this type of routine has been absolutely revolutionary for me and transforming my mindset, my health, the way I feel. I'm healthier. I just said that. I'm leaner. You know, I can see the fat disappearing. It's a good habit to be in. And, you know, usually I get here. Sometimes I forget that I even got here. That's how much of a routine it is. You know, I'm like half asleep. And after like, you know, 15, 20 minutes, I'm like, holy shit. Like, I'm already doing cardio. I'm already doing my Hour of Power. And man, it is really fun. And you know, another thing that I might highlight here is if you're in sales, if you are in, you know, whatever your main focus is, let's say your main focus is like in picking up girls, or maybe it's in like self-development, or maybe it's in psychology, maybe you're or going to medical school, maybe you are an engineer, whatever it is, right? Literally take information, grab a book, put it in front of you, and do your Hour of Power focused around your main primary focus right now, and give it a couple of months, and I can absolutely guarantee you, you will see leaps and bounds of just progress. You know, another thing that I like to do while I am doing my Hour of Power is I have my notebook with me. And my notebook is right here in front of me. And what happens to me personally is while I'm doing this Hour of Power, sometimes I'll take 10 to 15 minutes, maybe 20 minutes to plan my day, right? And I'll start writing stuff down while I'm doing cardio. and I'm in motion because, man, I get some of the best ideas. I get some of the best, you know, some of the best ideas and concepts. And I just, it happens while I'm doing cardio during my hour of power. And I start writing them down. And what I wrote down today is something I wanted to share with you guys, which is I was asking myself, what are some things that I can do every single day that without a doubt are going to be something that, you know, benefit me? They're easy to do. And, you know, they're pretty basic, but they're things you could do every day no matter what, right? We get advice on like, hey, you should do this type of exercise, or you should eat this kind of food, and, you know, maybe you should, make sure you do this with your car, whatever. Those things, as much as you can do them every day, there's moderation, right? So, like, a certain type of exercise, you do that too many times a day, you know, like bench press, or, you know, back, you know, whatever this new type of thing is, exercise for one of your muscle groups, well, after a couple of days, after a couple of weeks, you are gonna overtrain that muscle and it's gonna have a negative feedback loop. So it's not actually gonna be beneficial. You're gonna wanna take a break. These things I'm talking about are actually things that I feel like you can do every day. And I wanna start off, you know, this isn't the entire list, but just, I made a couple different things on here. I have some from, you know, other days that I've done this, and I'm gonna add more and more to the collection. And today, I wrote down some things that I've already written down, but some new things. And it's basically, the first thing I realized was, man, I have to forgive myself. Yeah, you heard me. I said, I have to forgive myself. And what I simply mean by that is, I feel like a lot of us have a hard time forgiving ourselves for mistakes we've made, the way we, you know, used to be, the things that we didn't do, the things that we should have done, the things that we did do that we didn't want to do, you know, the place that we're in right now, financially, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, you know, right now. Well, I feel like you're supposed to forgive yourself and genuinely forgive yourself. So every day I'm trying to forgive myself for the mistakes I've made, for, you know, the people who have hurt me, for the betrayals that I've had, for the decisions that I wish I made that I didn't make, the, you know, all of these things, I forgive myself, and I also forgive others. That is also part of my everyday forgiveness. The second thing is show appreciation and thanks to the ones you love most. And it doesn't even have to be love the most. That's where I just wanted to start. Meaning, you should be showing appreciation to the ones that you love and care about, or want to bring into your life and love and care about. Because, I don't know, for me, I just get super happy. I get this nice, fulfilling feeling within my body. And, you know, just, I feel great saying thank you to people, telling them, hey, I really appreciate your company. Hey, I really appreciate talking to you. Oh my God, that other day. And every time I go, you know, to do this, this, and this, you always say that, and you always have a smile on your face. I really appreciate you for doing that. And, you know, I really like to show appreciation to other people because I like to be appreciated by other people. And if I like to be appreciated by other people, maybe other people also like to be appreciated. So I always start with the people that I love the most. And if I've already told them a few times, I'll go on to other people. But I always try to find a way to show appreciation to the people that I care about and love and respect. Sometimes, actually most of the time, I'll also show appreciation to random people. You know, it doesn't have to be the people you love. It doesn't have to be the people that you want in your life. The other day I was going to Juice It Up, and there was a guy who was telling me about how he was a drug addict, and, you know, Jesus saved him, and, you know, he was looking for money for fundraising, and he had a red shirt on, and he was asking for money because he was getting donations for his religious organization. And, you know, I don't necessarily want this individual in my life right now just because of the situation he's in, and, you know, I'm trying to protect my influence, but that does not mean that I can't show appreciation to another human being. You know, I sat there, I talked to him for 10 or 15 minutes, and I told him, you know, you're awesome. I appreciate you for being here. You know, I really like how, you know, you have a positive attitude and you're smiling. You know, you're approaching me right now. You're doing a great job with cold approach as far as sales go. You know, and I just talked to him and showed him appreciation. You know, I went in to juice it up. The ladies brought my drink out a little bit quicker and they gave me a little extra, you know, cup of it because it was a little too much and they usually throw it away. And I said, man, thank you guys so much. I really appreciate it, with a nice big smile. I didn't just say, okay, cool, thanks, and walked away. I gave them that genuine appreciation, and I always feel good. And I don't know if it's because I feel good telling other people, or I tell people, you know, that I appreciate them, they feel good, and looking at them smiling and feeling good makes me feel good. I can't tell because it happens so quick. Anyways, the other thing is, give yourself the gift of the hour of power. Feed the mind and body. Yep, that's what we just talked about, that, right? There's another one. Here, another one is, I'm trying to really focus on enjoying the process as it's the present moment, and that's all you have, right? So, like, right now, while you're listening to this podcast, while you're listening to my voice, while you're sitting down, while you're driving, while you're walking, while you're doing the hour of power, while you're doing whatever you're doing right now, in this present moment, is all you have. You don't have the future. You don't have the past. The past is already gone. The future is coming. But right now, we have the present. And if it's good, or if it's bad, or if it's boring, or if it's sad, it doesn't matter. That's all we have, is right now. So let's try to enjoy it. So I'm really trying to enjoy the present moment. And the last thing is, I'm really trying to focus on quality moves rather than quantity moves. And that, what I simply mean by that is, there's a huge focus on doing a lot of things, making a list of 100 different things that we have to do, and we have to do this, this, and this tomorrow, and oh, there's like that, oh, I used to do this all the time, you know, make a huge list of things that I need to get done, and then I just, you know, wake up the next day, and I'm like, all right, let me start doing these things. And I have moved away from that because I feel like that's a quantity issue, and I'm falling into this like being busy trap of just being like, yeah, I'm busy, I'm being productive. Not really. I realize that I'm focused on quality moves rather than quantity. So I'm not trying to take 7,000 steps up a staircase to get to the fifth floor of a, you know, mall or a building. I want to take one step towards the elevator, click the button, second step into the elevator, click a button, third step out of the elevator onto the fifth floor. I'm trying to focus on quality moves versus then quantity moves. And where I got this from, and you guys can also see this, is if you listen to Jeff Bezos, you listen to Warren Buffett, you listen to these very successful people making jillions of dollars. And it's not just the dollars, okay? It's how do you get to those levels of success or wealth or progress, right? Jeff Bezos is in great shape. I don't know how old he is, but Warren Buffett, he has some excess body fat on him for sure, but he looks very healthy. He is very healthy, in my opinion. I don't know that, but if he's that old, you know, he's almost about to be 90, and he's still smiling and going to work, and his brain is still functioning, you know, everything is good to go. He's able to do 5 to 6 hour conferences at the Berkshire Hathaway investors. I mean, there's gotta be a secret there. And you know, they focus on making a couple good moves a year. I think Warren Buffett even said jokingly, I like to look for one good move every 5 to 10 years. I was like, what? One move every 5 to 10 years? How in the hell? So, I'm trying to get this locked in, and I'm trying to focus on quality moves versus quantity moves. So every day I'm trying to focus on increasing that. Anyways, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of the Upgrade Lifestyle Podcast. I hope you guys found it beneficial. I hope you guys would do me one favor and at least try one or two or shit, all of the things, excuse my language, that I just discussed in this episode today. And I definitely will be going into other topics and other points and other things that are within my everyday tasks. This is only like 1/4 of them. And again, I don't have to do all of these things, but I know if I do some of them, they always work. They always win. You know, I want these, the kind of list I'm making here is the list where it's like the type of food you know you're going to be satisfied with regardless, right? Like if you're super hungry, you're barely hungry, you don't know what you want to eat, you just got out of the gym, it's breakfast. We all have some foods that we like to go to. We all have some drinks that we like to go to that we already know what to expect. We know what we're going to get and we like what we get because we know what's coming. These are those things that will always work. Try them out if you don't believe me. Just try them. And if you genuinely try them and they don't work, send me an email and tell me why they didn't work. And I want to take them off my list because I'm not the smartest guy for sure. You know, compared to everyone else, I'm probably a moron. Who knows? I'm always open to ideas and other perspectives. And I try to stay very, very, very open to new ideas, concepts. So please share some of your information with me. My email, if you want to reach out to me, is upgradelifestyleofficial@gmail.com. Or you guys can, you know, I'm not sure if you can, but leave a comment. Maybe leave a review on, you know, iTunes, on, you know, one of the platforms that I'm on here, Spotify, Anchor, whichever one it is, Facebook, send me a direct message, Instagram. Let me know, guys. I'd really appreciate it. And again, I am very open to criticism. And I actually enjoy criticism because, in my opinion, it's the only way we can grow. How else are you supposed to learn if you aren't able to listen to other people's opinions about what might be wrong and right with what you're doing, right? So I'm not saying I'm listening to everyone and saying, yeah, okay, Joe Schmo said, you know, don't do this, this, and this. I don't just block it out, but I'll obviously do my rational or, you know, I'll do my thinking on it to see if it has validity or not. But I do always appreciate new ideas and criticisms and feedback because, man, a book, what I'm doing right now, reading a book, obviously not right now because I'm talking to you guys, but when I'm reading a book, I am getting feedback. I'm getting different opinions. I'm getting different perspectives. I do that every single day. I listen to people and hear what they're saying every single day. So please do me a favor. If I helped you out today, if you found any of this information useful, go ahead and like the podcast. If you didn't like it, go ahead and send me a message why, and I'll look forward to hearing, talking to you guys on the next podcast here, next episode, episode 5. Also, if you guys have some stuff that you think I'd be good at talking about, or you want some of your questions answered, again, reach out to me. Shoot me a message. I really appreciate you guys. I really appreciate you guys. And if you guys don't reach out to me, I forgive you. And if I didn't provide value to you today, I forgive myself. And, right now I'm just kind of enjoying it. Boom! I'm doing the everyday tasks that I just talked about. And I just got you guys. If you didn't catch it, anyways, I'll see you guys on the next episode. Bye-bye.